Welcome, bienvenidos a los podcasts de Trainland. Estoy hoy aquí con mi amiga y compañera Aline. Aline, ¿cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás, Rona? Muy bien, encantada de estar contigo.
Muy bien, bueno, pues los que nos están escuchando hoy, sabéis que vais a poder aprender inglés con episodios diseñados para personas ocupadas, como todos los que nos estáis escuchando. Y vais a poder avanzar rápidamente y dominar el idioma tan solo en dedicando unos minutitos al día. Nuestras clases con método único tienen las mejores reseñas de academias en Google. Así que pruébalo gratis. Tu futuro está solo un podcast de distancia. Bueno, Aline, ¿de qué vamos a hablar hoy en nuestro podcast?
Pues mira, creo que vamos a hablar de algo que interesa a todo el mundo, pero de dos maneras. Primero, a nivel en la vida, ¿no? Que a todo el mundo se está preocupando por el cambio climático. Y además, como este es un podcast en inglés, pues vamos a aprovechar para hablar del primer condicional. Y este ha traído dolores de cabeza a más de un oyente y seguro que hoy se resuelven sus dudas.
Sí, first conditional. Y es verdad, como tú bien comentas, first conditional, the topic is about the environment. That's the topic today. Okay, ¿cuándo utilizamos el primer condicional? Bueno, pues cuando hablamos de situaciones que ocurrirán si se dan las condiciones, ¿no? No es seguro, pero sí que es probable. Sobre todo, a mí me gusta, Aline, no sé tú, pero a mí me gusta a mis estudiantes explicarles que esto tiene mucho que ver con el que está hablando. Es decir, el que está hablando es el que se lo cree. O sea, yo creo que lo que estoy diciendo es probable, ¿no? Otra cosa es lo que piensen los demás, ¿no? Pero es lo que yo estoy pensando, ¿no?
Es un buen truco.
Y aquí es donde entra el condicional. Entonces, empleamos el first conditional para hablar de cosas que creemos que es probable que ocurran en el futuro. No sé, ¿nos quieres poner un ejemplo?
Sí, mira, por ejemplo. If you don't bring your umbrella, you'll get wet. Es bastante probable, ¿no?
Es muy probable, exacto. Eso ya no es que te lo creas tú, sino que es la realidad, ¿no? Si no llevamos un paraguas, lo más probable es que no.
Pero bueno, puede que no llueva, puede que no llueva.
Exacto. Ok. Bueno, pues cositas que vamos a ver en este podcast con nuestros oyentes o nuestros escuchantes. For example, well, you will listen to a dialogue between a scientist and his friend, okay? So I'm going to be the scientist. Aline is going to be the friend of the scientist. Then we will review the conditional, the first conditional a little bit. And we will also use a vocabulary, words of the topic about environment.
Okay.
And of course, we will also speak about the importance of this topic. Just we know that our listeners are worried about the environment. Okay. So are you ready for our first role play, Aline?
Well, I'll try.
Okay. So, hi there, Aline. How is it going?
Hey, I'm good, thanks. How about you?
Well, I'm doing all right. Hey, have you been keeping up with the news about climate change lately?
Yeah, I have. It's pretty alarming, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. If we don't start taking action soon, the consequences could be catastrophic.
Yeah, I totally agree. What do you think will happen if we continue on this path?
Well, if we keep emitting greenhouse gases at the current rate, we could see a significant rise in global temperatures. And if that happens, we will likely experience more extreme weather events like hurricanes, droughts, and heat waves.
That sounds really scary. Is there anything we can do to prevent it?
Definitely, Aline. If we start reducing our carbon emissions and transitioning to renewable energy sources, we could mitigate some of the worst effects of climate change.
That makes sense. So, if we all make an effort to live more sustainably, we could potentially avoid the worst case scenarios?
Exactly, Aline. If everyone makes small changes to the lifestyle, like driving less, using energy-efficient appliances, supporting environmentally friendly policies, we could make a big difference.
That's really encouraging to hear. I'll definitely try to do my part.
Oh, that's great to hear. Aline, if we all work together, we can create a healthier planet for our future generations.
Absolutely. Thanks for the insights, Jonah. And let's hope for a better future.
Agreed. It all starts with us taking action right now. Wow, well done, Aline. Thank you very much. So what about reviewing some of the first conditionals that we have used during this role play? Should we?
Yeah, we have used quite a few, by the way, so that's good.
That's right. No, just so we have to remind our listeners, no, that the use of the first conditional, a conditional usually has always an if clause and a result clause. No, that's the basic of a conditional. Mm-hmm. So, for example, let's see things that we have considered. The scientists said if we keep emitting greenhouse gases, there we have the conditional, if we keep. Mm-hmm. Now, usually, as it's something that we think will happen, we use will, right? It's a possible future.
Yes.
But the scientist said, if we keep emitting greenhouse gases, we could see a significant right. Aline, can you explain to our listeners why are we using could here?
Yeah, because here it's not necessarily something that must happen. It's something that could happen. So it does not express a desire or an opinion, as you were mentioning earlier. Will would be a clear opinion. It will happen. But could is simply used to state one or more things that are possible, even if they are unlikely or maybe they were possible in the past, even if they didn't happen. So could makes a big difference between will and could, because then we're talking about not a desire, not an opinion, but a possibility, even if it's remote possibility.
Well explained. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's why in this role play, maybe our friends, our listeners, they haven't heard will, but could. Also, the scientist said, if we don't start taking action soon, the consequences could be catastrophic. Okay? But that's exactly the point that you just brought up. Thank you. Thank you very much. Fantastic. Fantastic. So we have explained all this. Go ahead. Go ahead.
If you allow me now, Jonah, I would like to stop a little, just for a while, to remind our dear listeners, and I'm going to do that in Spanish, para recordar que, por favor, se suscriban a nuestros podcasts. Como le están viendo, van a aprender mucho. Además, van a disfrutar de nuestro contenido en plataformas como YouTube, LinkedIn o Twitch. Y por favor, que si lo disfruten, que no olviden dejar un like. Y también, si quieres aprender otros idiomas, puedes escuchar nuestros podcasts de chino, japonés, en Hanyu Chinese School, y obviamente de inglés en Trainlang. De verdad, merece la pena no perdérselo.
Ah, es verdad, no te lo pierdas porque vas a aprender un montón, vas a aprender un montón. Ok, vamos a continuar. Mencionábamos, ¿no?, que el topic es environment and climate change. Así que vamos a tratar de combinar first conditional sentences con el topic que tenemos, ¿eh? Environment and climate change. Así que ahora vamos a compartir con nuestros escuchantes algunas frases que incluye eso, cómo hablar de este tema que nos preocupa a todos, ¿no?
Vale.
Pero utilizando el first conditional. Ok.
Vale.
Pues,
vale, tenemos, por si acaso, que el first conditional, la estructura, ¿no? Es lo que tú has dicho. If más un verbo en presente, luego una coma y del otro lado tenemos en general futuro. Aunque hemos mencionado la idea del could cuando es una posibilidad un poco más remota, ¿no? Cuando no es una opinión. Vale, entonces, ¿damos ejemplos de esto?
Venga, empieza tú.
Vale, voy allá. Dice, vamos a ver. If we continue to cut down forests, we will lose many animal species.
That's right. That's very true, no? That's a, it's a fact. It's an opinion, but it's a fact. Very good.
Yeah.
So another one, no? Things that are true, very possible, no? A high possibility. If you don't recycle, the amount of waste in landfills will increase.
Wow. Okay, recycle. That's a good one. Okay. Yeah. Another one. If people reduce their carbon footprint, there will be less global warming.
That's right. Very good, huh? Carbon footprint. Interesting. By the way, después, no os preocupéis porque vamos a hablar también del vocabulario, ¿eh? Algunas cosas que ahora escuchéis, sí. Y luego después lo vamos a definir un poquito más adelante cuando terminemos con estos ejemplos,
¿eh? Sí, como footprint, ¿verdad?
Exacto. Eso es, ¿no? So if we use public transportation more, we will decrease our air pollution.
That's bueno. Muy bien. Another one. If factories don't reduce emissions, the air quality in our city will get worse.
It's true. It's true. Okay, just we go for another one. If you leave the lights on, the electricity bill will be higher.
I think we've all...
I mean, this is such a big truth.
A general truth.
Lo hemos sufrido muchísimo.
Lo de dejar las luces encendidas no es buena idea, jamás.
Yeah. Muy bien. Okay. ¿Algún otro?
Vale. If everyone conserves water, we will have enough for future generations.
Muy bien. That's a good one also. Just light and water. Very good. So, okay. This one is a reminder for my friend Stefan.
Okay, let's see.
So, Stefan, if you turn off appliances when not in use, you'll save energy and money, Stefan. So that's a message for you. Okay.
What are you trying for, poor Stefan?
Okay. Any other?
See, if we reduce food waste, there will be less pressure on land and resources. That's a tricky one, food waste, because I think we are all guilty of that, food waste. Anyway, it's very difficult. Good. Yeah.
Very good. Excellent. So, anyway, this has been just some of first conditional expressions using the topic, okay, about environment and climate change. Good. What about now? Let's move to another area, and the use of questions. The use of questions with the first conditional. Okay. Well, we know, no, the tendency of how to form questions in English, no? the change, no, of the subject and verb and everything. But how do we ask questions using the first conditional? And again, we will use a topic of environment with this. Good. So, I don't know, could you start with a question form using the first conditional with the topic of environment?
Okay, so again, voy a utilizar la if clause por un lado y esta vez en pregunta, okay? Por ejemplo, if you could change one environmental law in your country, what would it be? And how would it improve the environment?
Very good. That's a good question. Excellent. So another question, no? So that our listeners can get the idea on how to form these questions. If everyone in your neighborhood recycled more, what positive changes do you think would happen? So here we are using WH questions, because remember, no, in questions we have yes, no questions, no, the WH questions. So here We are using this one. Okay, another one.
If you were in charge of a conservation project, which endangered species would you focus on saving and what actions would you take?
All right, very good, very good, excellent. So that's a good one. Okay, this one, I think it's a good question for our friend Matthew. Okay, so let's see. Matthew, if people in your city use public transportation instead of cars, how would it impact air quality and traffic congestion? So Matthew, if you can send us your answer to this question, we would be very happy. Any other question, Aline?
You are making friends, huh?
Yes.
Let's do it. I can see.
You know me.
Everybody's going to love you in Thailand.
You know me well.
Okay, let me give you another example of a question. Okay, it says, if you had the power to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from one major industry, which one would it be? And what measures would you implement?
All right, very good. So I think with these questions are enough, Aline, just for our friends to understand how to form a question with the first conditional using this topic of environment. So do you agree if we now go to some environment and climate change vocabulary? Is that okay?
I think the listeners will love that because vocabulary is always very useful and even more with a subject that is so timely. Un tema tan al día, necesitamos estar también al día con el vocabulario. Así que empezamos. ¿Qué palabra vas a enseñarnos primero?
Hey, I think you mentioned carbon footprint. No, that was the first one that we asked, and you said, "Well, yeah, carbon footprint." I don't know. Can you tell us a little bit about?
Yeah, of course. I'm going to give you an official definition. Let's see if you like it. The total amount of greenhouse gases, primarily carbon dioxide, produced directly or indirectly by an individual, organization, event, or product.
All right, very good. So
it's not a good footprint, is it?
No, that's right. That's right. Okay, so for example, another, we're talking about environment. Okay, well, what do we mean by environment? Well, those are the surroundings and conditions in which a person, an animal, lives, no? And that can be natural and human-made elements. So it's what is around us. Huh? Very good. Excellent. I don't know, choose another word.
I would like to choose pollution because that's that's really in line with what we're discussing. The introduction of harmful substances or contaminants into the environment, often causing damage to air, water, or soil.
All right.
So damage, yeah? Damage.
That's right. Contaminación, pollution, that's right. All right, so let's see another one, greenhouse effect. I think that's a good word, not just many of our listeners might have heard greenhouse. What is this? I know the White House or the Pink House in Argentina, no? Just for our listeners from Argentina as well. But greenhouse, well, that's a process by which greenhouse gases, those carbon dioxide that you mentioned before, trap heat from the sun in the Earth's atmosphere, leading to an increase of temperature. So that is what we know as global warming. No? So I think it's in Spanish, no? Es el efecto invernadero.
Sí, greenhouse, exactly.
The greenhouse, el efecto invernadero.
Sí.
Okay.
Te menciono uno más.
Yeah, one more. One.
A very sad one. Well, anyway, today the subject is a little depressing, but anyway, we need to discuss it. Deforestation, the widespread cutting down of trees and removal of forests, often to make way for agriculture, urbanizations, or other human activities, leading to habitat loss and climate change.
Sad. Okay, well, I think we just covered quite a lot of material today.
Yeah, enough material, yes.
Aline, that's true. So then the question now is, Aline, just if our friends want to learn English with us, what can they do?
Well, please let them join www.trainland.com. come, they will find not only amazing podcasts like the one we've just enjoyed, but they will meet very nice teachers and with a very good campus that they can access all the time with a lot of exercises. It's really a beautiful concept. They should try it.
That's right. Eh? No os olvidéis de visitar nuestra página. Y si queréis estudiar con Aline, con Matthew, con Stefan, conmigo, pues nada, estamos aquí encantados esperando que pues probéis una clase gratis de inglés y que conozcáis a nuestra gente. Bueno, pues esperamos que hayáis disfrutado mucho de este podcast. Aline, muchas gracias por tu ayuda.
Okay.
Bye bye, friends. Bye.